Now, my next guest says she can literally talk to the animals.
If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be if we could talk to the animals, learn all their languages.
So most of us will be familiar, I love that song, with the character Dr. Doolittle, either the Rex Harrison version or more recently the series of films starring Eddie Murphy. And while many of us are charmed by the fantasy of being able to talk to the animals, some, like my next guest, say they are actually able to communicate with animals in a way that can prove both beneficial and healing for both humans and our furry friends. Now, while some may be cynics, those who use animal communicators say it's a real skill involving an individual having a psychic, intuitive, spiritual connection or telepathic communication with their pets that can help receive an animal's feelings and thoughts and help determine its physical and emotional state. All of this to help you understand your pets better and to make sure, of course, that they're healthy and happy. And this morning, I've enlisted the help of animal communicator Einke Canning-Rogers to do just that. Einke, welcome to the show and thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you, Sarah Jane. I loved your song. It's the first time I heard that, but yeah, it gave me quite a giggle.
It's one of my absolute favourites. Listen, so, Einke, the other day I had an animal communicator around to chat to my dog, my boy Caesar. And I'm very open to all of this sort of stuff. And a friend of mine had said, you know, why don't you get somebody around to have a chat to Caesar? Because he's been a little bit funny. He's got started to be a bit funny in the car and things like that, and doesn't like the food that we're giving him. So we got somebody around to have a chat with him. And it was absolutely fascinating. And I have to say, this was a week ago now. And I'm not going to say he's a different dog, but certainly some of the issues that we had brought up and that they talked about, we seem to be resolving. So first of all, tell me, how are you able to communicate with animals?
Okay, it's nothing like Dr. Doolittle.
No.
I don't hear little animal voices talking to me. What I need to do is I go into a very deep meditation. So I need to be in a quiet space and into I need to shut my mind off. And then I need a photo of an animal and I need to have the name to actually be able to connect with them. And what you said earlier about telepathic communication, it works basically more like that. That I will receive, I'll ask a question, and then I'll receive, mostly in the form of a vision or an image, I'll receive a message from the animal, and that I need to interpret to the, you know, to the human companion as well as the best that I can translate or interpret the message that they have to the human.
So is there a difference between an animal behaviorist, an animal communicator, and an animal psychic?
Yes, an animal psychic and an animal communicator is basically the same. You do get psychic mediums as well that do communicate with animals that is passed over. I don't do that. I actually only communicate with animals that's alive. I do a lot of communication with missing animals, with sick animals as well. And there is a huge difference between an animal communicator and an animal behaviorist. I can basically pick up on the animal's emotions and what they on their feelings and physically how they feel and what they relate to, but that's got nothing to do with the training. Where the animal behaviors, that's a different scientific studies, where they will observe basically the body language of the animal, and if there's any training issues, they will recommend certain training procedures and tools to help the animal.
When did you get into this? And I mean, how long have you been an animal communicator? And when did you realize that you could communicate with animals in this way?
Okay, with me, it's actually started since I was a little girl. I was about 10 years old, and what happened, the first time was with my own animals. I had a cat named Nugget, and I was in a hostel at that stage, and I had a dream at night about this cat actually was in a trap, and I didn't... The dream actually came that I heard my cat calling out to me and was in distress. And I actually woke up and I was very upset. And I phoned my mom from the tiki box in the hostel. And she was 60 kilometers away on the farm. And I asked her, where's Nugget? Where's my cat? And she didn't know at that stage because it was dark. And the next morning she went out and she found my cat in a trap.
Sure.
And so, yeah, other things happened as well with my horse when I was 18. I was 1,500 kilometers away from my horse. The horse was on the farm and I was in Pretoria. And I also, the same night, I had a dream of my horse was lying and his legs were full of blood and he was really calling out to me for help. The next morning I phoned my mom and she already knew, you know, something is up. And yeah, and then she confirmed to me they found my horse in a cattle grid. At that same evening the horse was actually ran in a cattle grid and broke all four legs, and I had to it was a horrible story. They had to put the horse down. So that actually was a whole lot of little incidents like that actually opened my thoughts to there's much more in this world with animals, and they can actually communicate to us or crying out for help when they need. In 2008, I was in a very bad horse accident, and that actually... opened me for doing some soul searching of what I need to do, because I didn't do it after school or anything. I first studied to become a horse riding coach, and I've done that. I had a ride in school for all the years. And then after the accident, and I've done some soul searching, and then I remembered those times that I was a little girl and about the dreams I had about the animals. And then I found a woman, Georgina Sear, in Canada, and she's an animal communicator, and she was actually doing courses or giving courses of how you can contact an animal from your side, not only when they contact you in your dreams. And, that's how it started, and I've been doing it professionally now since basically 2011, that I'm doing it every day. And that's all I'm doing.
And what type of animals do you talk to? I mean, is there any animal too big or too small?
No, I've communicated with any animals, cats, dogs, horses. I've even communicated with a bearded dragon before that went missing. With a tortoise, a large tortoise, and that's about it.
Are some animals... go ahead. No, go ahead, Anki.
No. Any animal you can communicate to. And it's that you also don't have to be with the animal to communicate with him. I've also communicated with animals overseas in China, in Australia, in Romania. It's all about an energetic connection.
So tell me, are there some animals that are more chatty than others?
Well, it depends on their personalities. Every animal's got a different personality, just like, you know, like humans. You get your introverts and you get your extroverts. You get sometimes animals that actually don't want to communicate with you. I get that a lot with cats. Some cats that actually want to leave the home that they are in if they're not happy, and then they choose to actually go missing and find another home. So you get cases like that, and you get the ones that's more shy, that you don't get information immediately, and then yes, you do get your more chatty ones than the other ones, and intelligent more intelligent ones than others as well. They're very much the same as people.
Sweet. Well, I have to say, when the animal communicator came around to see Caesar the other day, and he's very boisterous, but I could see him. After they sort of, she sort of sat down, I could see that there was something happening between the two of them. And he's, you know, you know your pets very, very well. And I know him so well. And it's almost, I almost feel like I can communicate with him sometimes. But I just wanted to, you know what I mean? You get to know them so well and their personalities. And yeah. As they were sitting there together, I felt like I was watching a conversation. It was bizarre. It was very, very strange. And just his behaviour was very different to how it normally is. The way that he was moving around her, it was fascinating to watch. What's your preferred animal to communicate with?
Well, I would say from, specific animal, I do like communicating with cats. They are actually very mysterious and very interesting, and I learn a lot from them as well. Dogs are very nice to communicate with as well. They're very open, very honest. But yeah, cats, there's just something about them. They've got really a lot going on mentally and emotionally, with the way that they think and the way that they do things or the choices they actually make as well.
Just tell me then, what are the most common problems that you address with animals?
Well, my speciality is actually I do work a lot with missing animals, and the behavioral problems, I would say mostly with animals that don't get along, and that I do get a lot with cats. They are very territorial, so especially when there's a new cat coming in, you know, they don't like it. And yeah, so I would say behavioral wise with cats are the most challenging.
Just before we let you go, tell us a little bit more about the consultations that you do, and if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Okay, they can, when I'm busy with sessions, a session can take me any time from 30 minutes to 2 to 3 hours. Mm. It depends on every different animal, how long it takes me to actually do a connection. I myself, I've got to go into a deep meditation, so I've got to have a quiet space. So I don't do live sessions or live telephone sessions while the people is with me. I do occasionally go out to animals, but then I will intuitively pick up information, but I always go back home and also do a session in my own space where I can just relax and really connect and communicate with the animals. If they want to book a session, the best would be to email me at, can I give you my email
yes,
address?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's Aintjie, Aintjie, at petpsychic.co.za. Or if anyone wants to have more information, they can also visit my website. It's www.petpsychic.co.za. I've got a support page on Facebook as well that they can look me up. I've created that mostly for people with missing animals, because for people that's got missing animals, it's a very emotional time for them. Mm. And for them to actually also connect on Facebook and to see other stories of animals that has been found also help them to, you know, not to give up. Just to get that encouragement of people that's been through the same ordeal as well. And, I'm always available on WhatsApp or SMS on my number 084-581-6233. If someone wants to phone me and can't get hold of me, they can rather just leave a message. I must say my phone is most of the time on silent because I need to have the peace and quiet to connect to the with the animals and doing the sessions.
Before we let you go, we've had a message in from Julia saying, would you be able to find out about their past from an animal? We've adopted a kitten and don't know what happened before we had her. She's so skittish and we've had her for a year. So is that something you're able to do? Can you communicate? Because obviously a lot of people may have rescued a pet or got them at a sort of not from birth. Are you able to talk to them about their past?
Yes, definitely. I can pick up, or they actually, animals have got very good memories. Going back, I can actually ask them questions from birth, and actually a lot of birth problems can actually also later on cause behavioral problems. What they don't do very well is, I mean, they don't reason like us, like people do.
Mm.
So they don't have goals for the, they'll have basic goals for the future, but they don't have a 5-year plan like people do. So, but going into the past is easy, and to find out if there was any traumas or anything like that that would actually change the behaviors now, and then you can actually talk to them. Or mostly, you can't really change the past. You can work with animal behaviors to sort out some issues. If you for instance, I had a rescue animal that went through a traumatic past. But mostly just for the human to understand what the animal has gone through and to actually also help them, that actually brings a lot of healing in the animal as well, just to be understood by the human.
Sure. Anki, it's been such a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much. And it really has been a treat to have you on. And thank you so much once again.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.